on the KSRO live line with us is Carissa Cruz. She is the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers Association. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm a little bit confused. I don't remember. It's not generally true, at least, that the harvest begins in early August, is it?
You know, we're kind of back onto an average cycle after a couple of very early years, given kind of the activity around the drought. So we're back to normal, I think.
But the good news is that there is no more drought, and it sounds like that the wine grapes themselves did okay with the winter rains and didn't get much harm out of that in the spring when they started to bud.
No, we fared very well, and the good news is it really helped us slow down any irrigation we had to do, so a lot of water conservation continuing out there, and harvest looks great. It's, you know, such an exciting time when the first grapes come in, because now, you know, for the next 8 to 12 weeks, it will just be a continuous process for all our grape growers and winemakers out there as we shepherd in this vintage.
So it seems like we've been reading a news story every week about the shortage of people to actually pick those grapes. Can you give us an update about the workers in the wine country?
Yeah, you know, we are having a bit of a crisis with our labor, not unlike a lot of our fellow industries in the community. But, you know, what's so great about our farmers is they're very collaborative. They're partnering with the winemakers. They've been proactive in hiring more full-time workers in advance of harvest. So, you know, the harvest always happens. The grapes always get off the vine. And, you know, the farmers are resilient and flexible and work together to make it happen.
Well, it seems like from what we've read so far, it seems like the housing conditions are better for the farm workers. It seems like the wages are better. And do you note that that is making a difference in terms of the number and the kinds of people that you can attract?
You know, I think our growers are very focused on ensuring that, you know, our vineyard employees that come to Sonoma County who want to work in agriculture are motivated and incentivized to do so. So, I mean, I know we just did a grower survey, and we offer, I think our growers, 30% of our farmers offer housing for their employees, which is, I think, pretty unbelievable. Over 950 beds, whether that's a second house or, you know, a bunkhouse situation for part-time workers. There's a lot of housing here available. Our minimum wage right now, our average wage for our vineyard employees is over $16. So, you know, a good 60% above minimum wage in Sonoma County. So I think, you know, you're really seeing the community, the farming community, come together to make sure that we have a viable agriculture product moving forward. And, you know, it's such a critical part of what has been our heritage and hopefully our future in Sonoma County that, you know, everyone's really working together to make that happen.
Love me a good glass of the vino. Because of the science that's behind it, you guys, wine growers, typically pick first in Napa counties, then move to Sonoma. You pick the Pinot Noir because you need it from the bubbly wines. There's a process to what you guys are doing out there.
Absolutely, yeah. There is actually some means behind the madness of harvest. But yes, yeah, so we start, you know, we're a little bit cooler. Napa's a little bit warmer than us in Sonoma County. So you tend to see those grapes for sparkling come off the vine first. They don't need to be quite as ripe. So sparkling grapes, you know, the Chardonnay and the Pinot Noir come in typically, you know, 2 to 3 weeks ahead of Pinot and Chardonnay for still wines. So that's kind of the process. So we're off and running, though. It's a great kickoff again in about 2 weeks later than when we started last year.
So, Carissa, 2015 was not a good year for wine grapes.
No,
2016, much better. Go ahead.
No, so yeah, we were down of only about 180,000 tons versus, you know, the couple years before were just some of our best years, 12, 13, and 14. So,
well, the Ag Report.
We were back up in 16.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The Ag Report that just came out for 2016 said that, yes, conditions were way better for wine grapes. And 2017, what's the expectation here?
You know, we're looking to be much more so. Last year kind of brought us back to another kind of average year. So we were at about 225,000 tons just over. So that was up about 23% from the 15 harvest. And we're looking to trend right around there again. I think, you know, everything I'm hearing, you know, it depends on what variety. So Some varieties are up a little bit, hanging a little heavier than others, but we're looking to be more on track to what we saw in 16. So I know our grape growers and our winemakers are pretty excited, and quality has just been fantastic out there. Everything looks great. Again, the rain and the winter helped. The vines survived the drought, and things are looking good for this vintage.
When do we know the benefits or the rewards of what happens this harvest season? We don't drink these grapes till when?
Yeah, well, you know, you'll start with probably rosés and Sauvignon Blancs. You'll probably see those in, you know, March of 18. And then just depending on each, you know, winery's process, how long they age, if they're doing something in steel tanks or if they're going to age in barrel, you'll start to see, you know, Chardonnays and Pinot Noirs 10 months later or 10 months after harvest, to Cabernet Sauvignon, some Alexander Valley, you know, potentially being aged 3+ years in barrel and in bottle. So, you know, it really just kind of depends on the wine. But, you know, something that's really exciting for us is this is the first vintage. We've talked about it on the show before, but we have this big commitment to be the first wine region that's 100% sustainable.
Yeah.
And with the 2017 harvest, you're finally going to be able to put a logo on the bottle. We've been working with the TTB on this, but you're going to actually be able to put a logo on the bottle that shows that your grapes were from a certified sustainable vineyard.
Nice.
So that has been big news for us and something we're super excited about.
All right, one more question for you, Carissa, before we let you go, and it's a tough one. Who throws the greatest harvest party?
Oh, wow. I don't, you know,
I mean, come on. Some of the wineries, they're big to-dos at the end of the season.
You know, that's like asking me, you know, who my favorite kid or cat is. I can't do that. Very
enough.
Unfair, and especially this early in the morning.
All right, fair enough, but I'll get back to you on that one, okay?
Offline, I'll let you know where you need to go.
All right, sounds perfect. We'll do that, and then I'll share it with everybody else.
Okay.
All right, Carissa, thanks for being here with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Hey, have a great day.
That's Carissa Cruz, the president of the Sonoma County Wine Growers Association, and yep, the harvest is here.